Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the prescription of Islam, which shows that Allah ta'ala has not closed the door for anybody. There's no doom for anybody. Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, and this is the Ahlullah. That Hazrat explained that Allah ta'ala save us all, that in this world if somebody meets up in an accident and very terrible, his car gets smashed, he takes it high as the world is running. They say, what words of kufr? Your desires, the world is running. He says, I have subjected all my desires to the will of Allah. If Allah wants it to rain, I am happy it will rain. And Allahu Akbar, this is also very important. We learn from our friends, our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh taught us, that a pious person, rain came down. And the pious servants of Allah, it is such a disease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran Kareem that you live a miserable life. Today the entire world, 90% of the diseases that are diagnosed, they say it's stress related. And you got too much stress and it leads you to depression. What is the stress and depression? There's no real disease like that. They can't explain on one occasion. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, bright sunlight, walking in the street with a lantern. People are saying, Hazrat, what's wrong? Somebody will say, your screws are loose, but we don't know our screws are loose. We are passing the, always looking at somebody else. Myself first, Allah open my eyes to my heart open all the time. Even good pious, so-called pious people, learned people, in front of Rosai Park of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the music tones are being ringing. And as Hazrat explained on one occasion, that the music of one person's phone rang in Haram Sharif. He stands just behind the imam, namaz time, silent namaz, and that mic, as the pious servant says, kabhi taato ka surure, kabhi itirafi kusure. Sometimes I enjoy my tahajjud, Allah gives me the enjoyment that I'm diets of jannat. Sometimes I'm thinking how I led my life, and I'm crying about it. So the tawbah, first step of Islam, that we put our hands in the hands of a guide to guide us how to make tawbah. Because, so the tawbah is our Islam, reformation. And as we have learned from all aspects, starting with outside, then our aqaid, then our ibadat, muamalat, muasirat, adab also, etiquettes today. Today women folk go to learn etiquettes of even setting dastarkhan and doing cake decoration. But etiquettes what we have to listen. But the means Allah Ta'ala has made in this world, that we have to adopt the lifestyle of the mashayikh, etc. And make our islah, wa'tasimu, and then be firm. Hold on to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the Islam taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islam which came down today as in your happiness. So you grant me your marifat. You grant me your love. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains what a great reward Allah has kept. And as we have learned in other bayans also, Mufti Ali Sahib has mentioned, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنْ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The happiness of Allah is the greatest ni'mat. And as Hazrat teaches us, we all make dua, mort of Medina Sharif, very good. But in understanding to realize this object and purpose, that all the time we should be checking our hearts, crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah, and this is the path towards Islam. And then Allah says, what great rewards. In dunya you'll get chain and sukoon. Akhirat, you can't imagine what rewards Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wan.
Alhamdulillah. فقال فلما فرغ فقال يا معاذ عسى ألا تلقاني بعد عام هذا ولعلك تمر بمسجدي هذا وقبري فبكى معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه جشعا بفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The beautiful smile of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the sparkling eyes and the beautiful shapely eyebrows and those beautiful white teeth from which Noor was emanating, and that pointed nose, the beautiful hands, and his stature. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reveal the beautiful manzar to us. That it be that when a person was to walk down and present himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's the golden vine, my dear brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that opportunity by sitting here. Let's open our hearts and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is being bid farewell by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the riwayah turns around. فَأَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He turns away, he cannot see this manzar of Mu'adh bin Jabal crying. And he turns towards Madinah al-Munawwara. He says, oh Mu'adh, you'll be far from me, but remember, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. that those who will have taqwa in their lives, in their heart, they will be the closest ones to me. Barrier, a wall between himself and that thing which he fears. That's the literal meaning of taqwa. That a person places something, he fears a lion, so he places something between him and the animals. He puts a massive wall, boundary wall, or a fence, because he fears now the animals will come into his property. A person fears that he has in his life, now he brings a wall of iman, a wall of amal salihah, which will save him from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will save him from those things which lead him to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Azmar Ibn Hamid Sahib explains to us that every person in his life, a person himself, is a country of his own. Making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. And they hear him making dua. They say, Allah give me mawt upon iman. Allah give me mawt upon iman. Only one dua, the entire tawaf. So they ask that person, only one dua, entire 7 rounds of tawaf, mawt upon iman? He says, yes. They say, why? He says, I will tell you my story. Taqwa. I want to look. Curfew in a city in India, Delhi. A young girl, pretty young girl, the time is up. She goes to the masjid to take refuge. She taps at the door, the young man opens. He finds a young girl. What's the problem? She says, I'm afraid for my life. Hazrat Hussein, now, the first reaction of the young boy, now he's taking his topi a little bit. He's putting it right. I can't remember, I put ether, I didn't put ether. But I should apply, I don't apply. And she's still looking at me. The temptation is there. Now's the time for firru. When person says tafirru, says jump in your Ferrari and now run away. To apply the wall practically. Look into somebody's house. Person is weighing, these are practical things we can learn. Look into somebody's house. We learn how to sit on a sofa also. Our Shaykh teaches us. Just sit in such a place now where your eyes will not fall inside the house. The women are able to walk around without you seeing them. We have a da'wah, sit inside and everything. But no taqwa of the eyes. Yes, he will pass all the manazil and all the stations and all the degrees of ibadat, of tasawwuf. But Hazrat says he will not even smell the ma'rifat of Allah. He will not get the ma'rifat of Allah. That sweetness of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it was, when they make them, they teach you also that when you are driving, ensure you don't drive with your brights on. If you have your bright lights on, and the other car has their bright lights on, it's possible there will be an accident. So all you have to do is dim your lights. You will pass safely and that person will pass safely also. In the same way he says, in this journey of life, taqwa in the eyes.
Turn Islam from Islam, becomes kafir and says he is a hard religion for little benefit of the world. The reason actually is love the world. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, love the world is the root of all evil. Love of the world, two main branches, love of fame and love of wealth. Wealth is not bad, but love of wealth is bad. We've got one verse said, Sittatun la'antuhum wa la'anahum Allah. Kullu Nabi, we have 6 people, I'm cursing them, and that are also cursing them. And the Nabi's curse is whatever accepted, that means destruction, whatever. And one of the 6 persons at Tariq called is Sunnati, those who don't practice my Sunnah. And there are certain sunnahs compulsory, like I believe must be a conscious Ahl Sunnah. The mafum is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 3 types of people on the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala won't look at them mercifully, will give them a very torturous punishment, don't purify them also. One is those who wear the pants and anything under the ankles. So we encourage our what you call friends, relatives, in a nice manner, explain them. And it's a sign of pride also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La yadkhulu jannata man kana fi. So just kitabs in your homes, in your spare time, try go through it. It serves the purpose of Sohbat al-Shaykh, which I'm coming to also. And then of course, we are bad towards any Shaykh, and when you read this kitab, you make tasawwur that you are getting your Shaykh's face through the kitab. Those are not bad towards any Shaykh. Very close is in the eyes and made 2 rakat, perform 2 rakat. After the 2 rakats, Allah Ta'ala showed him in the kush, with the eyes of the heart. This 2 rakat salat was transformed into a very pretty lady, no pretty lady on earth lady. But he was very happy. When he looked at her face,